You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 14, Tolerations, Fix What's Wrong Before Taking More On.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
The things in your life that you are tolerating, ignoring, putting on the back burner, and all the little petty annoyances you encounter each day are hurting your productivity, happiness, and your overall mental health. From the moment you wake up, you are dealing with these issues, big or small, so it's no wonder why so many of us are exhausted by the end of the day. Tolerations and petty annoyances drain your energy and compound over time. You could be tolerating and ignoring small things like the paint chipping off your garage door, the fact that your friend is always late to your lunch date, your coffee maker leaks, there's not enough light in your office, your partner may snore, you are saying yes way too often, your clothes slip right off the hangers in your closet and end up on the ground, a pile of dry cleaning and tailoring that is preventing you from dressing with ease. You could be tolerating a nagging toothache, the fact that your printer always jams, that you don't like your logo or website, the light in your refrigerator may have been burnt out for months, your car makes a weird squeak, you are tolerating gossiping around you or interrupting, you hate the floor in your home, you are giving too much unsolicited advice, your countertops are covered with paper and clutter. Or you could be putting up with bigger things like the pollution in your city, carrying debt, your lack of exercise, politics. You need to stop drinking or eating junk food. You never go to your yearly physical with your doctor. You're tolerating the fact that you never learned how to cook healthy. You are comparing yourself to others. You could be in a bad marriage or relationship that you're tolerating or ignoring. Those extra pounds and last year's taxes that you never filed. Or maybe even something really big like a job or career you hate, or a business that isn't working the way you'd like. I'll attempt to illustrate this concept that what you are tolerating and ignoring is zapping your energy. Just pretend that in the morning when you wake up, you have 100 energy points. Then, as you go throughout your day, each annoyance you come across takes away some of those energy points. So, for example, you take your morning shower and the towel has a rip in it. You lose a point. You're out of coffee. That's another 5 points. You don't have anything to wear because you're not keeping up with your laundry, so you lose 10 points of energy. The printer jams at work and 15 points are gone like that. This continues all day, so you can quickly see that your 100 energy points are spent pretty quickly. The first thing you can do to help alleviate this is to make a list of every single thing that is annoying you. Be sure to write down every little thing, big or small. Just writing it down helps you become aware of what is bothering you and separate yourself from it. When I used to meet face-to-face with clients, I would introduce this exercise, and they would immediately grab the worksheet out of my hands and frantically start writing. Now, this was mostly the female clients for some reason. Before I showed them the worksheet, they never knew where to vent, list, or how to categorize these small yet important tolerations or a negative to-do list. I could see the stress immediately melt from their faces as they got their frustrations on paper. And I've included a free download of the toleration worksheet with this episode's show notes so you can have one for yourself. Unfortunately, the first time you do this exercise, you may need several copies. Do this exercise a few times a year, maybe in January for the new year, and maybe September for back to school season. Each time you do the exercise, you should theoretically have fewer items on your list because you will become better at identifying and nipping these things in the bud instead of putting them off for another day. you might at first be a little apprehensive to write this list. You've learned that what you focus on expands, and you don't want to expand these negative issues. But think of this more as a hit list of the negativity in your life. In my experience with clients, I've seen that people have, on average, at least 75 to 100 things they are ignoring or tolerating that they can list right off the top of their head. No wonder we are all feeling so flustered and tired. Even if you don't know how to take care of a problem on your list, like pollution, you will become more aware of what you are tolerating, and the next time you see a flyer for a beach cleanup day, you might just join in. Now that you have a hit list of your tolerations, what you've been ignoring, and all the petty annoyances in your life, set aside some time in your calendar to take care of as many of these as possible in maybe 1 4-hour blitz session. Of course, some things on your list may not be taken care of with a quick trip to the tailor or by calling a repairman. So after the break, I'll share with you what to do about those bigger things that you might feel like you're not in control of. Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts 2 championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, 8 world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Aloha, escape artists. We are having an exciting contest to launch this podcast. If you want to enter, go ahead and subscribe to Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio in iTunes and then leave us a review. Once a month, a lucky listener will win a Kona bag from that list of reviews. Kona bags are the best mini backpack travel purse, and if you want to learn more or see them for yourself, you can go to my website at ericaduran.co and click the shop tab. So again, to enter the contest to win a Kona bag, all you have to do is subscribe in iTunes and leave us a positive review. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Okay, we're back. So before the break, I mentioned that we were going to discuss more about those things that just seem out of our control, things that can't be solved with a quick trip to a tailor or by calling a repairman. But I think there's always something that we can do. So if we're having relationship trouble, can we make an appointment with the marriage counselor? What can we do today, in other words, to help the situation? Can you start to gather all the receipts for your back taxes that you need to figure out? I know you can't lose 10 pounds today, but can you at least take a 30-minute walk? If you helps, maybe do this exercise of listing all your tolerations with a friend and then hold each other accountable for your progress. You don't have to review this list every day because, like I said, it does have a negative tone to it. but brainstorm and write as many tolerations as you can down, and then stick the list in a desk drawer or something. Revisit the list in 90 days and see just how many things you've eliminated, just because you're now aware of the issues and wanting to nip them in the bud or start making progress towards taking care of them. Just ignoring the problem may make it fester and get worse, as in my nagging toothache example before. Ignore a small toothache and it can become a root canal later. Ignore a small pile of receipts on your kitchen counter and they will become a whole shoebox of them. Ignore a small little problem in your marriage and it becomes mistrust, resentment, and leads to divorce. So start taking care of what you've been ignoring or tolerating now and reclaim all of that energy. So what tolerations or petty annoyances have you been ignoring or putting up with? Did you frantically start making a list while I was listing those items in the beginning of this podcast? How many tolerations can you take care of this weekend? Do you need an accountability partner? So I'd love for you to share your comments in all your tolerations in the show notes at ericaduran.co/14, just the number 14. So that's it, Escape Artists, for episode 14. I hope you grabbed the free worksheet or just any piece of paper or opened a new online document and just started writing frantically to get all those tolerations, petty annoyances, and energy zappers out of your head and on to paper. Remember that this is not an exercise in focusing on negative things, but it is to get them off your chest and springboard to take care of them once and for all. Also, your awareness will be heightened and your brain will keep working on these issues in the background. Trust me, you'll start seeing the solutions even for those things that right now might seem totally out of your control. You can always get all the resources and links to what was discussed in the show at ericaduran.co under the radio podcast tab. This episode's notes, action sheet, and links are at ericaduran.co/14. And I invite you to request access to my private Facebook group, Escape Artist Lifestyle, so we can connect there. Mahalo to the Hilton Waikolo Village Resort for hosting and sponsoring the show. Mahalo for listening. Ahui ho, until we meet again. Sending you much aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.